I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina.
And we are the
Freaky Book Bitches.
Thank you guys for listening. We are now officially on episode 5. And I've got a real treat for you this week. I was, it's been really hard to come back from Taken by the Toaster, I'm not gonna lie. So I found a new book, and you guys are gonna be super excited. It is called Taken by My Dentist's Toaster.
I know.
And it's by Josh Oliver ESQ, which I'm pretty sure means Esquire, so I don't know about that. Anyway, this is part of the Taken by series, and it's short number one, so eventually I will find these other books and we will discuss them as well. Obviously,
why does your dentist have a toaster?
Oh, I will get to that, don't worry. Okay. So this is a really weird book. I mean, it's about being taken by your dentist.
Yeah.
Your dentist toaster.
It's not even your toaster that you're defiling.
Yeah. So, anyway, the main character in this book's name is Blake, and he's a teen. He just finished high school, and he's getting ready to start college.
So he's like 17, 18.
I would say he's more like 18, 19.
Yeah. Fair enough.
He seems like a little adulty, but like, you know. So, okay, the fun thing, in the first couple pages, you immediately learn there's a lot of piles of, if this is reminiscent from the last toaster story, dirty clothes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wakes up to his alarm clock going off, and his alarm clock is just sitting on a pile of dirty clothes. And then his mom's, like, yelling down for him to wake up because it's 11 o'clock and it's time to get up for the day. And literally, one of her lines, like, what are you, jerking off? Or are we going to do something on your last day? And he's like, really, jerking off? So motherly. I hadn't jerked off in 2 days. Not that I was going to tell her that.
Two whole days.
And then do people tell their mom when they do that?
I mean, do they? I hope not.
If either
one of my boys ever came up to me and told me that, I would probably tell them to go away.
Mother, it has been 2 days since my last wink fest.
It's about time for you to start doing your own laundry, boys.
Move. But, yeah. So he was, like, really disgruntled because he hadn't. And then he refers to his penis as a real growler.
What the fuck does that even mean?
He's like, my cock is a real growler. And he takes dirty underwear from his dirty clothes pile. And then he takes dirty pants from his dirty clothes pile and a dirty shirt and 2 mismatched dirty socks.
I'm already bothered by this guy.
And then he goes upstairs to hang out with his mom, and he just keeps talking about his raging boner that he has when he's hanging out with his mom. He's like, I just sit and watch with my large hard cock tucked into my pants. I have to adjust myself, my hairy balls caught up in my underwear.
The fuck?
It's like, you're hanging out with your mom, dude. Your mom. Who, by the way, is weird as fuck. Because she, like, makes him this, like, fancy breakfast. And by the way, like, there's swearing in this book. And he swears, but when he swears out loud, instead of saying fuck, he says fark.
What the hell?
I want you to know, like, there's nothing in here that talks about him playing video games and, like, having a command center. And, like,
but I feel
being
like
a level
40
paladin or anything. But he says fark.
Like, he's afraid his mom will get mad at him for swearing in front of her?
Maybe. I don't know. So he lost his tooth. He was, like, eating his omelet that his mom made him, and his tooth fell out. And he's, like, and it hurt, I guess. And so, like, she turns around and she holds it up to the light. And the morning sunlight reflects off of the tooth. Apparently it's just the biggest, shiniest, whitest tooth.
Right.
And the light reflects off of it and blinds him momentarily. So when he opens his eyes, she's back at the sink washing dishes and the tooth is gone. And he's like, Mom, where is my tooth? And she's like, what tooth? What are you on about? And he was like, there was a tooth in my eggs. I gave it to you. And she's like, there wasn't a tooth in your eggs. And then he says fork again. And he's like, Mom. And she's like, it's okay. You lost a tooth. It's not a big deal. And he's like, actually, it's fucking ridiculous that I lost a tooth. I'm grown. Yeah. And people are going to make fun of me in school.
That's pretty ridiculous. Like,
okay. And I also forgot to tell you, like, he's going to a college called Carleton University. And it's like it's weird. In this book, like, they're constantly like, your dad was a Carleton man. I was a Carleton woman. And, man.
So he's going to the same college as parents.
Yeah, he's going to the same college as them. And then she's like, you'll be fine. I'm going to call Dr. Johnston. He is also a Carleton man. He's going to fit you right in. And then, like, she does, like, call. And she's like, immediately he's like, she calls and then she hangs up and she's like, he'll get you in right now. And the whole thing is just like weird. I'm just like, I'm a little annoyed with myself because it's Carleton University. Oh, of management. That's what it is. Yeah. I knew there was like another word in there and I got it. All right. So, yeah. Oh, finally, when he's like, where's my tooth? And she's like, fine, it's in your glass of milk. And he's like, why? And she's like, it'll keep it fresh.
What? Like, they're just going to put it back in?
Yeah. They're going to put his tooth. The plan is they put the tooth in the glass of milk, take it to the dentist, and then he's going to put the tooth back in his mouth.
I feel like that's not really how it works.
Well, that's how it works in this book.
Okay.
Dr. Johnston, the Carleton man.
Well, maybe don't go to Carleton for dentistry.
Yeah. So he's like, walks into the dentist's office and he's all nervous. And starts talking about his dick again. He's like, flaccid, it's 7 inches, and very solid. But it makes like a really good line in his dirty sweatpants from his dirty laundry pile. Blech. And he's like, you know what? So like, he pinches it to make it boner again for some reason. He wanted to boner it.
He wanted a nice outline in his sweatpants for the dentist.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. So, yeah. So, he goes up, and there's this kid up at the... It's, like, a guy, like, a couple years older than him up at the front desk, and he's like, hey, I hear you're, like, missing your tooth. And he's like, yeah, Dr. Johnson's supposed to, like, put it back in. And Gideon is the guy's name. His name is Gideon Lackluster.
Okay.
Gideon Lackluster. So yeah, he's like, yeah, Dr. Johnston is very good at putting things back in where they belong.
That doesn't
and then
sound...
they start talking about Carleton again, because like in this
they're just 16... obsessed with Carleton.
Yeah, in this like 16 page book, like I think Carleton is mentioned like 56 times. I'm a Carleton man as well, that's what he says, because he also goes to Carleton. So he's like, because he didn't know his name, he's like, what's your name? My name's Blake. And he's like, Gideon Lackluster. And the guy's like, as weird as it sounds, I still wanted to pull my pants down and sit on his face and let Gideon eat my ass out.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So this guy's like,
he went from zero to creepy right away.
Here it is again. So you're a Carleton man, Blake. Excellent, excellent. So we are all... Oh, and then down here it changes to Carrington. Oh, I didn't notice that. That's fun.
Typo.
Typo. Yeah. So, yeah. So then this dentist is like looking in his mouth, and then like the Gideon, his dental assistant, and they're just kind of looking in his mouth. And while they're checking out his teeth, he sticks his hands in his pants and just starts wanking it.
What the?
Yeah. And the dentist doesn't notice. He doesn't notice him.
Just too busy dealing with his face.
Sweatpant winking it, and the dentist is like, all right, well, in order to put this tooth back in, I have to go and get this, what is it called? Why didn't I save it? The stratoscope. He's like, I gotta go and get the stratoscope. And he's like, I need you to help me with it, Gideon, because... if you know what happens. He's like, you know what will happen if something goes wrong with the stratoscope, so I need you to help me. Like, I guess the stratoscope is this thing that's supposed to, like, disinfect his whole mouth before they replant the tooth that fell out. All right. So as he's in there, like, wanking it, waiting for them to come back, he starts hearing noises in this door. So he goes and he opens the door, and there's a half toaster, half man creature rolling around on the floor, and it looks very disoriented. Yeah.
Half toaster, half man.
Half toaster, half man, wearing chinos and a blue Oxford button-down shirt, dressed exactly like Gideon, same shape of the body and stature, but it has a two-slice toaster, shiny and silver with black trim for a head.
Okay. Yeah.
So he tries to help the toaster up, and they fall on the floor, and they are man-cock to toaster-cock together. He describes the toaster man's penis as being, like, 2 feet long, which is excessive.
Yeah.
He immediately is like, you know what? I'm gonna fuck this toaster man. So he... because he unplugged him from the wall, and then they tripped and fell together, and then their wieners wove together, and he's like, okay, let's just do it. He's like, toaster man, would you like to have sex? And the toaster, like, nods his head, like, yes, I would. Because, you know, he's a toaster, so he can't talk.
This whole thing is just weird.
Oh, sorry, it's 20 inches of developing toaster meat. That's how he describes his wiener.
Okay, so not quite 2 feet.
Yeah. He's, like, rubbing on the slider knob and, like, slowly, seductively drawing it down. And it's, like, turning on the toaster man because he's playing with his toaster buttons. And then he starts licking the little toaster buttons. And
what the fuck?
Yeah. And then he licks the stainless steel part, and it burns his tongue. It's so hot because he'd already pushed the little lever thing down to toast the toast. And then he decides to, like, let the toaster do him. And he manages to fit all 20 inches of the toaster wiener up his butt, in case anyone was wondering. Yeah. Again, I feel like somebody would be dead in real life.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
I don't know. So, like, he does it. Yeah, he does it with the toaster, and, like, the toaster finishes, and he finishes, and he's literally just covered in, like, his semen and his toaster lover's semen, and then, like, the door opens, and Gideon's standing there, and he's like, oh, I see you met my brother Anthony.
Oh, jeez.
So if he's, like, exactly like Gideon, except with a toaster head, does that mean they both have irrationally giant dongs?
Oh, I... Gideon and his brother, the sons of the toaster and the dude from the toaster book?
You would think maybe.
I mean, maybe.
But what really happened is there was an unfortunate mistake with the stratoscope, and it just...
That's what happened.
There are side effects. Yeah, it's a rare side effect. Gideon's sister has a cell phone for a head. You find out, and like, but in passing, right, I think, right. And it's either Gideon's sister or Blake's sister, and he just doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
But he's like, I see you met my brother Anthony, and then Blake's like, your brother, but he's a mutant toaster fuck monster. And they're just a like, mutant toaster. Yeah, a mutant toaster fuck monster. I'm gonna have to make that the title.
Yes,
but yeah. He's like, no offense, because the toaster lowered its head in a sad way. But yeah, so then, like, he gets his tooth put in, and everything's fine, and his mom picks him up, and she's like, how did it go? And he's like, oh, it went good, you know. And she's like, oh, so you met Anthony? And he's like, oh, she knows? And then he's like, she didn't even mention the fact that I'm covered head to toe in cum. And then he's like, is this what awaits me at cum? Fuck, I hope so. And then I laughed because Carlington University of Management, CUM, and I didn't put that together until the very end.
That's fun.
But yeah, so that's the book. He has sex with a toaster man, and A giant toaster fuck monster? Is that what I called it?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. So, hope you enjoyed it. That was taken by my dentist's toaster. And, again, that is by Josh Oliver Esquire.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. And thank you for listening.
Until next time.
Until next time.